This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 489 for Monday, July 25th. I'm Adam Pulisciotti. The ice futures canola market is lower to start off the week, albeit searching for direction. The prairies were mostly sunny over the weekend with normal temperatures, causing weather-related pressure onto prices. However, some areas of Alberta and Saskatchewan are in need of substantial precipitation, but an upcoming system will bring the most rainfall to Manitoba. Crude oil prices are higher on Monday morning as they fluctuated between tightening supply and recession fears. While Malaysian palm oil is higher to start the day, Chicago soil and European rapeseed are lower. The Canadian dollar is only up by 0.1 cent compared to Friday's close as the U.S. greenback weakened. Statistics Canada releases June oilseed crush statistics earlier today, reporting that oilseed processors crushed 660,000 tons of canola. Oil production totaled 276,000 tons, while meal production totaled 393,000 tons. The November canola contract is down $8.10 per ton at $794.30. In the U.S., wheat, corn, and soybean prices are all rising after Russia attacked a grain port in Odessa on Saturday, just one day after both nations, along with Turkey, signed an agreement to allow Ukrainian grain shipments on the Black Sea. Nevertheless, Ukraine's infrastructure minister said he hopes to have the first grain shipment out this week from Chornomorsk, south of Odessa. A dry forecast will affect wheat-growing areas in the U.S., although there may be some short-term temporary relief early this week. The U.S. Wheat Quality Council begins its annual spring wheat tour tomorrow. The September Chicago wheat contract is up 18 cents U.S. per bushel to $7.77. The September Kansas City hard red wheat contract is also up 18 cents per bushel to $8.38. The September Minneapolis spring wheat contract is up 15 cents per bushel to $8.86. Rising prices in wheat markets are spilling over into corn. The southern half of the U.S. Corn Belt will receive some rainfall this week, while the northern half is expected to remain dry. Crop conditions in the eastern Corn Belt are expected to improve this week after recent wet weather. The International Grains Council is projecting worldwide carryout as 271 million tons, down 14 million from last year. The September corn contract is up 8 cents U.S. per bushel to $5.72. Soybeans and soy meal are also on the rise Monday morning, while soy oil is slightly lower due to declining Malaysian palm oil prices. The rainfall for the southern half of the U.S. Corn Belt should also serve soybeans well in that area. The IGC revised its worldwide stock estimate lower to 54 million tons, but it's still higher than the 43 million from last year. The August soybean contract is up 15 cents U.S. per bushel to $14.49. That's a look at the ice futures in U.S. markets for Monday, July 25th. In Winnipeg for Markets Farm, I'm Adam Pulisciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.